breath and body meditation. Finding somewhere quiet where you won't be disturbed for a while. Settling into a comfortable position on a stool or a cushion or on a chair. If sitting on a chair, if possible, see if you can sit with your legs uncrossed and your back unsupported, with your back away from the back of the chair. Allow your back to be erect, to embody a dignified posture, neither stiff nor tensed, but comfortable, creating a sense of confidence and openness with your posture. Placing your hands where they're comfortable, perhaps on your lap. Allow your eyes to close if that feels comfortable. If not, lower your gaze so it falls unfocused a few feet in front of you. Ensure you're in a comfortable position that you can maintain for the duration of this meditation. Reminding yourself that this meditation is a time for being, without having to feel a particular way. Remembering that the goal here is not relaxation or calm, or even trying to achieve mindfulness. Just following the guidance and bringing curiosity to whatever happens. Knowing that just by allowing whatever arises to be what it is, and bringing your mind back gently when it wanders, your mindfulness practice is excellent. So take a few moments to bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, especially to those of touch or pressure, where the body makes contact with whatever you're sitting on. Now shift the focus of awareness to the breath, breathing normally and naturally. Just allowing your body to breathe all by itself. There's no need to control the breathing in any way. As you breathe in, be aware of breathing in. And as you breathe out, be aware of breathing out. Remembering there's no right way to feel. Just this breath coming in, and then this breath going out. Just being aware of breathing as it is in this moment. You could focus your awareness on the tip of your nose, feeling the sensations of the breath entering and leaving the body. Or you could be with the sensations down in the chest or the abdomen, feeling the rise and fall of the body as you breathe in and breathe out. Just live life one inhalation and one exhalation at a time. Breathing in, breathing out, watching each breath appear and disappear. Just breathing, not trying to control the breathing in any way. And from time to time, you'll probably notice that the mind wanders. When it does, remind yourself this isn't a mistake. This is just what the mind does. Taking the opportunity to notice that the mind has wandered, that you're already awake, that you're aware, and this is what the practice is about. Seeing the patterns that take us away from the present moment. So when you notice that the mind has wandered, taking a few moments to notice where the mind has gone, then gently escorting the attention back to the breath, allowing the breath to bring you back into the present moment. So if the mind wanders many times, bring your mind back just as many times, beginning over and over with the next in-breath or the next out-breath. Each in-breath, a new beginning. Each out-breath, a letting go, a letting be. Use the stretches of silence to carry on this work yourself, checking in from time to time to see where your mind is, and checking in with your posture to see how it is, and is it how you intended it to be? Now gently expanding awareness from the breath and bring it into the sensations of the whole body, as if your whole body was breathing, so that as well as the sensations of breathing, you're aware of all of the sensations in your whole body. Perhaps becoming aware of points of contact between your body and whatever you're resting on, the chair, the floor, contact with the clothes you're wearing. You might become aware of sensations inside the body or sensations on the skin. Observing sensations without labelling them as either good or bad or analysing them. Just acknowledge the many different sensations as they appear from one moment to the next and letting them be. Sometimes you might focus right in on the sensations in the body, and sometimes zooming out and holding the whole body in your awareness. While sitting like this for a while, it would be perfectly natural for you to experience some discomfort or tightness, tension or pain even. If this happens, you have a choice about how to respond. You could intentionally shift your posture, noticing the intention to move, the movement itself, and any after effects of the movement. Or you could choose to stay still and bring your attention right up to and into the area of intensity, perhaps inviting the breath to breathe into that part of the body, to explore the sensations that are here in this moment. Not trying to make anything different from how it already is. Just exploring with openness and curiosity. And then if it stops pulling for your attention, turning your focus back to the body as a whole. And checking in with your posture, making sure it still embodies a sense of wakefulness and dignity, yet not overly tense. Again, if you find your mind wandering, congratulate yourself for noticing that your mind has wandered. Notice where your mind has gone and bring your mind back to the sensations in the body. Each time the mind wanders, it's a new opportunity to practice paying attention. Knowing that each time you bring your mind back, your mindfulness practice is excellent. And doing this with a sense of non-striving, just with a sense of acceptance. And as this meditation comes to an end, reminding yourself that the deep stillness we seek does not arise because the world is still and the mind is quiet. Stillness is nourished when we allow things to be just as they are now, in this moment.